cheat sheet again, please?
Yes.
Recording in progress.
I'm going to try using the line of mind again.
Oh, yes, sorry. Just, keep over stealing.
I'm a glutton for punishment, so I'll try it again. See if I can get to work. Why does this not work?
Who are we trying to call?
Deja. For some reason, the landline will not connect with her cell phone. That makes all the sense in the world.
Have you talked to her on the cell phone? Okay, so me texting her will do absolutely no value.
Hello, Commissioner. Was not able to get the landline to work again for some reason, so using my cell phone, so it might be a little bit harder to hear, but hopefully you can hear us okay.
All right. And if I have a question, I'll just jump in, okay?
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, it is 1:02 on May 27th, and call it order this meeting for budget workshops with facilities.
Okay, so we will start with 00104, the purchasing budget. Can you go?
Yep.
Okay, so the fees and registration has been at 500 historically for quite some time. I feel like we can drop it to 100. I pay dues for my NIGA, my IPPA, and a partial portion of the yearly fee for Amazon out of that. I comfortably feel like I can go lower 100 next year. I feel like I can go more, but I kind of want to wait until next year's budget if I could, but okay. Just lower it $100.
That sounds reasonable to me. Would you please add in the text box what the types of dues are that are being paid out of that budget so that we
what
have that reference?
What did you just say, Amazon?
Amazon, IPPA, and NIGA.
Can I ask that you actually put in there what the dollar amount for the dues is so that the dollar that we're coming up with is justified?
Yes, I
think. Because I think you said that you could go lower, but the dues should just be what the dues are.
Right. Well, I can tell you the NIGA and the IPPA, one is 90 and one is 35. I can't tell you exactly, but I'll give that information. The Amazon
no worries.
Is $1,299 a year, and what I do is whatever county departments participate in the usage of Amazon, I split it equally between all the departments that use it. So I don't have a hard number for Amazon, but I can give you a ballpark.
Okay, no worries, and that's understandable.
Okay. All right, my next one is my 6530 office supplies, is $1,900. That is a revolving, I buy a pallet of paper, which takes the entire $1,900. I distribute that to the different departments in the county. Every quarter, auditing, Jessica will do a GL adjustment and charge each department so that the money comes back in and then goes back out with the next pallet of paper. So it never really gets used, just rolled around and borrowed.
It's her front account to be able to
it's
make the purchase.
Line of credit. It's her line of credit.
That's the word.
Yeah. Thank you for explaining that better.
Yeah, so
do you want me to put that in that it purchases a pallet of paper, which is approximately 2,000?
That would be great. And then even if you would add the note that
the charge
other departments are charged for their portion of use,
yeah.
That would be great. I'm going to step out for just a moment to get my cell phone charger. Otherwise, it's probably not going to make it. We'll probably be brief.
Okay. My next item is the 6,900.
Huh. Did Commissioner Domke leave?
Yeah,
oh, yes,
he just
sorry.
Stepped out.
Can we wait?
We'll wait? Yes, we can.
Can we wait for him?
Teddy was trying.
I mean,
to
I can't under. See him, but he's limping me along with this process right now. So why don't we?
We are always freezing. Well, I have the time.
You could light the cubby behind my office. You could like hang out there if you need to. It's cold. That's where Clark started. Did you know that Clark started there? That's where her office was. Yeah, she was the desk. Took up the entire bit.
Next item on is my $6,900, my cell phone usage. It's at $850. That can go to zero because my cell phone charges have been being taken out of facilities, so there's no reason to even have that line item. That was put in there before I was facilities. It was never taken out, and it's not been used. It's not necessary to have it.
Gotcha.
And that's all I have for purchasing. Any questions?
And can we just add the note then to that one that the cell phone charges are being...
It is.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I have the
Okay, so what do you want to hit next? Justice?
Let's hit Justice. 03410. The first line item is $6,620, the cleaning supplies. We are running pretty flat as far as being where we should be in the budget. I would like to keep it flat. I do anticipate price increases, but I'm hoping not. And I think I can make it work with leaving it at the $7,000.
Hold on. I'm on the wrong. Which is the object code?
03410.
Uh-huh, and then the
60,
you're in
0,
620.
1-0.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let me astray.
0-3... 1-0.
4-1-0. Okay.
So let me see. Sorry. I wasn't paying attention to the screen.
No, you're fine. It's my bad, not yours.
It was the other justice one that we were in. The clerk's justice.
Yes. Which
I was getting robbed from Peter. People.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, she's like, well, since you mentioned it.
So anyway, we're running at the anticipated percentage of usage on this. We're not at a shortage of supplies. We're not oversupplied. We're just running fine, and I would just like to keep it where it's at.
And on your cheat sheet here with the four-year history, this is just current for this year. So these are your year-to-date percentages?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
For 25, gotcha. Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Any questions on that one?
Which buildings are covered in this budget?
Okay, justice, courthouse, prosecuting attorney, the pub def building. Oh, we don't supply them. Yes, we do still clean it. And pub def. And so it's not divided separately between the buildings and ground cleaning fund and the justice service fund because we use the same thing everywhere. So I just divide the invoices between those two budgets throughout the year. And it's for paper products, cleaning supplies.
I think if we can just have a general note so it was clear which buildings are included in the different budgets, that'd be great just so that for people like me, I actually know which one.
There's also which like 911, sheriff's office.
That would be great.
Juvenile justice or something. All right, the next one is the 7421, the generator. Right now we're at zero. We have a $5,000 budget on that. I do not have my maintenance or repairs done until September on the generators yearly. That's when they're topped off on the fuel. Western States comes and does the yearly testing on them. They recommend any repairs that need to be made. So that one stays, it stays at a 0% until the end of the budget cycle. Historically, it's not always been completely used. It just depends on the repairs for the year.
So is it no longer under warranty? So we all costs for repair and
are on us, except for the one at the complex.
Okay.
And that one is good until September. The warranty will be up on that in September.
And do you think that there's a significant, like, multiple years of remaining useful life in this generator still?
Yes.
Okay. So with this current budget to maintain it, we should expect that we should not need to replace it anytime in the next 5 years, let's say.
No.
Okay. Because as we're anticipating, capital expenditures, we want to start planning and putting money aside for them so we can build that budget value over time, so it's not a big hit all at once.
And they are basically, even though they're older, they're like brand new because the usage has been very minimal.
Okay.
They all cycle once a week on a schedule to run the fluids through and keep the O-rings lubricated and everything.
Perfect.
So as far as extended power outages and generators being used has not, in my time here, has not happened.
Okay.
Great. So I believe that one just needs to stay where it's at. Where are we at? 7530, the repairs. For the facilities, which is the justice services, which does not include the sheriff's complex. So it's courthouse, public defenders, prosecuting attorneys, juvenile justice center. This used to be $100,000, and when we had the maintenance tech go to the sheriff's complex, that was split in half. Let me look here. We're at a low percentage.
And I believe we had this conversation with legal that justice services can have to pay for their own, some of those types of things, right, Teddy?
This is, well,
at the sheriff's complex, they pay
for it. At the complex.
Yes.
Okay.
And then this is still justice fund money to cover justice.
Also, Lilybrook will be included in this fund, and I have no anticipated cost of what is any repairs are going to be, other than the moss on the roof.
So we need to come up with a line or an amount for that before we finalize this budget.
I think you can leave Lilybrook in this justice fund amount and. If need be, revisit it next year, but I think we will be okay. I feel like that my staff does an excellent job on preventative maintenance.
Yeah.
So our big ticket items have not been bad. Last year was bad. We had one RTU and two heating units in this building go down, so that we had a lot of repairs. So far, everything has been running good. You know, machinery, I can't tell you if they're going to break down.
Has anyone on your staff or an outside inspector done any type of a review of the condition of the gift horse known as Lilybrook?
No, because we have not taken it over yet. So I don't want to step on that gifted horse until I have to.
Yeah, I thought I saw something recently that the deed just came across the
now.
So it just transferred, like last week.
Oh, okay. So I do know that we put in a new.
He is correct. The deed just came through.
We put in a new air conditioning unit last fall, last spring. The heater in the basement is still under warranty. We've been having issues with that. It's been going back and forth. Staff pretty much takes care of, like, when the ramp was breaking and the yard work. There was a lot of cleanup in the yard that needed to be done that hadn't been done for quite some time. That's been done. Major repairs, I
maybe, I think it would be great if just briefly you could have someone do a high-level building inspection, so that before we finalize budgets, if you think there's going to be a significant capital cost in the near future, say for the roof, or you see something with the foundation, just something significant to keep that building weather tight or something of a safety concern, it would be great for us to.
And is that something you want done by a licensed, or can my staff do that? I feel
I would
confident.
Trust your staff to provide that evaluation.
Okay.
I think it's important now that we know that it's our building, that we have some level of evaluation that's considered within this budget.
All right, I will get that done for you.
Thank you.
Next item on my list, I'm sorry, I lost my train of
snow removal.
Thought I had the whole wrong one. Yes, snow removal. I feel confident, snow removal. We have not had a horrible winter. I am a firm believer that good old North Idaho goes in a 10-year cycle, and winter of 2026 is going to be a gully washer, but I don't know that. But this basically takes care of the snow removal at the Justice Services, and I feel confident dropping it down to the $10,000, and I feel that that would cover even if we had a bad winter.
Okay, so if we had a
gully washer,
a real
that's
winter.
A rain term, not a snow term.
When the snow melts, it'll be a gully washer.
I feel confident that we're okay with that. We only used 17% this last.
Yeah. So, because with the 3-year look back, we haven't had like a real significant winter in that period of time.
No.
So, okay.
No.
If you're confident that $10,000 would cover a real winter, then I'm okay with that.
I'm confident, and if I'm totally wrong, then next budget I'll come begging. How's that? I feel confident that will cover.
All right, I trust your opinion. I think you and I are in agreement. I anticipate a real winter again at some point, so I don't want us to start underestimating.
Correct. Agreed. Cool. Okay, so moving on to 00110, office supplies, is at $500.
Oh, please pause.
Sorry.
I'm not that fast. It takes a minute for the report to come. Okay, got it, thanks.
I honestly asked to leave this the same, but I honestly think that it could be lowered to $300. It's only been used 25% of it. We're halfway through.
What kind of items are you buying?
It's for paper. Because custodians and facilities, the paper usage, pens.
Okay.
But we're.
So is it going to be primarily paper? We just want to add some notes so that we know what the category of items are that are being purchased.
Yeah, primarily paper, and I don't know. I honestly didn't really look at that, and I think we can drop that down to $300.
So you've got 82, 88, and 51% use in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
we use way less paper. We have. So many.
She
pens.
Hasn't hit the 500 in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
It's been like 450 was the highest. That was 2 years ago.
That sounds reasonable to me. What this is making me think about, though, is in the last two budgets and in this one, I don't think we have any dollars for miscellaneous, even if it was just a couple hundred dollars for the true unknown. For the things that we can account for, we want to be as close as we can on the actual cost to the budget. But we should always anticipate for something we couldn't account for.
Well, I have no miscellaneous budget because previously we were told that we should not ever have a miscellaneous. So I just say I would be happy to put that into a miscellaneous budget.
So understood. Commissioner Williams can disagree, but...
I don't disagree on a miscellaneous budget. Yeah, so I disagree on the dollar amount that goes in these miscellaneous budgets.
Yeah.
But with prior departments, with this budget development cycle, we're saying if we know what the item is, let's say what it is and say what it costs and build our budget based on that. And then miscellaneous is truly, by definition, something we can't define. We don't know what it's going to be, and we should have some dollar amount there because that's the reality of what happens in life. So that's been our standard approach.
Okay.
So is that on par, Commissioner Williams, with?
Yes, that's exactly right. And there is a value of having miscellaneous in some budgets. It's just... some budgets had large numbers that were not defined, and that's what we're trying to move away from. But we need to make sure that we pay attention to. We can't, just like you said, we can't identify every little thing, but if we can't identify it, it should be named.
But it just jumped out at me that you didn't have anything in miscellaneous for either of the three budgets, and I don't think that's in our best interest, because you're trying to get, which I appreciate, you're trying to get your budget numbers as reasonably close as they can to actual, but then there's no room for when the miscellaneous item happens.
Okay.
So when the emergency comes up, even if it's small, hopefully it's only small, which is what the miscellaneous can cover.
It will.
So then, if we look at, I'm sorry, we come back to miscellaneous at the end, so why don't you keep going?
Okay. Next one is the 6620, the cleaning, and again, we are right at 57%. I would like to just leave it where it's at. I think we have done very well as far as getting the best price on items. I anticipate small increases, but for the most part, I have a supplier out of Coeur d'Alene that been giving us really, really, really good prices, and he wants to keep our business, and I don't anticipate large jumps.
Okay. Great.
So I feel comfortable leaving that where it's at.
And I think, again, just sorry, overarching thought, it'd be great if, because there's a subdivision of facilities that are owned by the county, we can just state somewhere which buildings are in which budget so that we clearly understand.
Admin complex, DMV.
I think another good reason for that is that when a dispute arises, no, that's in your budget, no, that's in my budget, we can actually look at exactly what the notes say, no, this building is said here and that one is said in that one.
That's great, because I know we've had some conversations about who pays for what, who does what, depending on which facility it is, so this will be super helpful for those conversations in the future.
Alrighty. The 6630 is admin supplies. That's the water. That's when I need to buy vacuums, which I'm anticipating having to replace a few vacuums this year. It has bought us the floor scrubber and the different equipment to make the facilities nicer and do our jobs more efficiently.
So you're going to have, these are almost small assets?
Under 5,000 would not be considered, okay. That would be considered a small asset. Yeah.
So you have equipment that wears out that you need to do the work that has to be replaced in certain cycles. So this is one of those things where, to help justify the number, if we could do a little bit of breakdown, like, hey, I think we're going to need to buy 8 vacuums or 5 vacuums, you know, $400 a piece. And just to what Commissioner Williams was saying earlier, give us a little bit of detail about where does this budget number come from? What are the purchases we're anticipating that will build that value?
The vacuums are $350 a piece.
And I didn't win prices right. I said 4.
No. I'll get with you on this.
prices.
I'd like to know who gives rounded vacuum cleaner prices. $350 for real, not $350.
Okay, I will give you an exact number, young lady.
Well, I have to defend Brian on that one. He might have been closer to the right dollar amount, having watched Prices Right.
I'm going to win this.
She's going to go down to a wholesaler and say, I need you to get me a $350 vacuum cleaner right now.
So my cell phone is at $3,500. The average cost is $50 a month for four phones. With the possible, I'm budgeting ahead, with the possible addition of one additional phone, and then a little cush to cover the screen protectors and the cases. I can't think.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Those phone accessory items to keep the phones functional when they get dropped.
Yes, I can. I put in there the $50 at four. So it's $200 times 12, $2,400. If I have an additional, that's going to be an additional $600. So that gives me $500 of cush for supplies that may or may not need to be bought for the preservation of the phones.
Yep, you have those, so we can do the basic math, and then, yeah, we're not going to ask you to price out phone covers. It's getting a little, it's like counting pencils.
Okay. Gasoline. So I have, gasoline is a 7,000. I feel like we can drop that down to $6,000, even with the possible of addition of one more vehicle. I've heard little rumors that a vehicle may come my way and out of motor pool. I don't know. I'm just looking ahead. But I feel even if we have a bad winter, we have not been using as much of the gasoline, and I think we can drop it down. We've really put our going from facility to facility, from facility to facility, we have become a lot more efficient. And not just run and fixed right away unless it's an emergency. We've waited until we know there's a couple things that can be done, or lawn mowing or weed eating in addition to going to the courthouse to fix light bulbs.
Teddy, does this include the gas for your snow plows or not?
Yes. Okay. One is diesel, one is
gully washer.
Gas.
Okay.
I feel we're going to be fine.
Okay. It's how you feel. It's about feelings.
We're pretty efficient in what we do.
Okay.
I feel like we are.
Appreciate the efficiency improvement. I am a little concerned about where fuel prices could go, but given the actuals, I can understand why the actuals for the last few years have been quite a bit lower. So, I don't. I'm still.
This is your decision.
I'm still a little bit apprehensive with where fuel prices are going to land.
Yeah, a totally politically incorrect statement right now is the fact that right now it does look like the whole Iran thing could light up, the whole Middle Eastern thing, and if that happens, 20%+ of the world's oil comes through there, the Strait of Hormuz. So anyway, it could go up.
Would you prefer that we leave it?
I would prefer to leave it.
Give it another year of study.
I appreciate the efficiency gain you guys have made, but it's not about what you're doing. It's about what we can't control, which is the price of crude. Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd rather leave that one.
We can leave it.
Commissioner Williams, are you okay with leaving that at 7,000 instead of reducing it to 6?
Yes, I'm fine, and I'll jump in with a question at this time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I think she said she would, if she has a question.
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. So diesel, the 7010, we are, is that correct? 42% we're at right now. We do have the addition of the skid steer. We have the skid steer, the van, one pickup that are diesel. I would like to leave that where it's at.
Agreed.
Okay. Let's see. The 7040 vehicle repair, I would like to leave that as well. And I did not price tires, but I anticipate, depending on if the addition of the vehicle is coming to my department or not, I do know of one vehicle that will need tires. maybe two. And then there's the normal, sometimes things happen that need repaired that my staff cannot do. We do a lot of it on our own, but there are some things we cannot do.
Okay. And that's where, if we could add a few details about, you know, what's the rough cost on a set of tires for the particular vehicle. You know, I don't know if we're looking at $1,100, $1,200, depending on the vehicle. If you think there may be some,
I would say $1,200 is a fair guess.
You agree with me?
Yes, I would. I'm just ballparking in my head. And all the tire sizes are pretty much uniform.
Okay.
Between the pickup, the SUV.
Gotcha.
So I don't think it would vary much. So I would say $1,200. As far as the maintenance, the diesel we take in to a diesel mechanic for the oil change and the yearly once over, just because a diesel is more entailed than a gas motor.
Are you getting to a mileage point where it's going to be a heavier maintenance?
No, our mileage is still pretty good.
Okay.
I don't.
So yeah, if we could just add some details about where we think some of those costs are going to go to confirm that yes. budget value.
And I have
makes
a
sense.
Spreadsheet that I keep on all of our vehicles and all the maintenance that is done to them. I just started this year on it. If you wanted me to include that or just give you
if
numbers.
If you want to just do some high level numbers, the item and anticipated costs, that'll show us why that budget value makes sense.
The generator repair, again, we're at 0% usage. It's a $7,000 line item. Everything is done in September. I will not have to do the yearly maintenance of the new generator at the complex because that will be in our final maintenance walkthrough. They will do my
Okay, so that's
yearly.
The final punch list item for that
yes.
facility turnover?
Yes.
Okay.
So I just like to leave that one the same as well.
So then in the 27 budget, we're going to be picking up the maintenance cost of an additional generator.
Okay. Yeah, and I will have a number.
So that would be a great note that there's an additional generator that needs to be maintained, but there's no cost this year for that generator, but it'll start next year. So we don't miss it next year. I know you won't, but, I might.
You never know what happens to me between now and then.
Not allowed. Can't go anywhere. Invisible shackles.
Only one person has control of that.
That's true.
Where are we at?
Repairs
7530, repairs for facilities. We, again, are only at 20%. Again, staff does an excellent job in preventative. This even includes what we have used, the renovation of the second floor women's bathroom, ADA compliant. That ended up costing less than $4,000, which if a contractor would have come in and done, would have been about a $20,000 job.
I believe it.
So
it is. Worthy of acknowledgement.
I would like to leave that where it's at, just because the unknown is the unknown.
Yeah, based on the 3-year look back, and just we have such a variety of ages of equipment that things are going to continue to fail over time and need to be replaced and or significantly overhauled. So I agree that we should leave it. And then again, if we can list a few examples, like from what you were mentioning last year, where we had some different equipment failures.
Mm-hmm.
That can just be a note of the types of equipment that we anticipate may require significant repair or replacement in the future. That'll be great, just again, so we kind of understand what are the types of items that fall under this expense line.
Everything. From a faucet to a pipe. Garbage disposal.
Perfect. I'm sincere. Please, just let us know.
Okay.
Simple, brief note. It doesn't have to be 20
that was
long,
all I could think of
to
off the top of my
yeah,
head.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you mentioned, you know, HVAC units and things of that nature as well. So
yeah, that's
those
always
are very
there.
Costly.
So the next one, 8650, my tools. I have gone over my limit this year. I apologize. I don't need any more new tools this year, but I try to provide staff with the tools that are required to perform their tasks and duties efficiently. And it's power tools, just a little bit of everything.
That makes sense for what you guys do, but I want to, something's seeming a little off to me. Why is an extractor or a scrubber different than a vacuum cleaner? Why are we using a different
category?
Why did
I put that in there?
You didn't. He's just saying the difference between the admin building supplies versus the tools.
It was small equipment. Because those were a lot more expensive than a vacuum. They were about $3,000 versus a $300. That's why they were taken out of that. Small equipment. I cannot.
So, I'm just trying to figure out how we can be as consistent as possible with the terminology. So, I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around.
I would rather... Where is it? Like
your admin building.
The supplies for the admin building, I would rather that be supplies and small equipment, probably. So it would cover the vacuums and cover the scrubbers, and then do the tools with no small equipment and just make those tools
just
for the shop.
Tools, just shop. Okay. To me, that would be cleaner. That way, you know, it's not, we're splitting hairs, but I think
it's fine.
To track that
way. I'm great with that.
I think we would just be a little more consistent with the definitions that way. So if you want to move the value of those items into that other line.
So, yeah, I think that we should do that, Teddy. Like, take an amount that you assume that you're going to do for, like the floor scrubber,
mm-hmm.
and move that to the tools and small equipment. So I can add and change some of the GL lines, but... If we were to change this, it would change it for the entire county. And so that's probably not a good use of that. But we could definitely pull, I don't know, $2,500 or $3,000 out of your admin supplies and move it to small tools and equipment, or tools and small equipment that would allow you to purchase your scrubber under an equipment line versus a supply line.
Could you just put the supplies and small equipment under the tools? Get tools and small equipment.
Are you
so
only? Are you only?
Purchase.
Yeah, you're only purchasing actual, like functional, like vacuums and whatever.
Yes.
All of that could live under tools and small equipment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you
so
could
just
move that whole thing.
Move the description of your $350 vacuums, the number of them,
mm-hmm.
to add up to whatever the total value is for however many you need. Let's just move that from the prior line into this tools and small equipment line.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're equipment, right? So.
Yep. You have that in your notes, so you know.
Yeah,
what I'm doing. Thank you.
Cool. That way, I think we're just a little more consistent.
Yeah, that's fine. Works for me. So the next one would be.
I'm sorry. And then if you have any other anticipated particular pieces of equipment that might be a few thousand dollars, or it's
right, like it's time to buy the new weed whackers, or we need new heads,
yeah.
or those types of things.
I honestly think we're good.
Yeah. Well, then we'll build it based on what you come up with.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's see what you end up thinking you're going to need.
Okay.
Just because we need to justify the value,
mm-hmm.
but let's just make sure it makes sense.
I can justify.
Mm-hmm.
8680 snow removal. Snow removal contract. Oh, that's the contracts. Okay, sorry. So that is. That's not really contracts as far as this is in for the admin building, the courthouse, the complex. It's just always been named that. It should just be snow removal.
Because you're doing it.
Because we do it. It's not being contracted out. And the snow removal, it should be snow removal and supplies. The ice melt comes out of this line item.
Okay.
shear pins for the snow blowers comes out of this item, which we have to get a new carburetor, new cables. It comes out of this snow removal item.
Do you have another code that...
I'll look and see if we can come up with one for
contracts.
That's not
that one is very
contracts. Yeah,
I think it was just back in the time there was the basics, and so it was just kind of made to fit.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay. Yeah, if we come up with a better code.
And then the contracts miscellaneous is I will have the additional building coming this fall of the fire monitoring through Fire Pro. So this contract's miscellaneous pays for the fire monitoring of the courthouse. I think the courthouse here, the new building. CH2O is our cooling tower. Sunbelt is our HVAC.
Okay.
So that's what comes out of this contract.
If you could just add in what the contracts amounts are for those particular vendors, that would be great.
Okay.
Is it based on usage, the number?
Or is it?
Fire Pro is pretty much, it's $720 per facility per year. H2O is $137.50 a month just for April, May, June, July, August, I believe September, October, return the...
For the cooling season.
And Sunbelt is year-round, and I will get that.
And any chance that you think they might want to increase their costs with contract renewals?
There may be. I'll talk to them. But also on the Sunbelt, when we have to get the new thermostats, I put it under the contracts miscellaneous because it's through Sunbelt. It's proprietary to them.
Okay.
They're about $500 a piece. But I do have a supply.
Cool. All right. I like it.
I try to think ahead for the bad days.
Yeah, that's great. So those are the kinds of notes where
I will put the contract amounts
and if we know that there are some equipment purchases.
I'll just add in possibly a 15% increase per inflation.
I think
I'll get that number. Those numbers would come a lot faster.
Yeah, just between regular inflation and the cost of goods.
I know Sunbelt has only, since I've been here, at the most raised it about $300 for an entire year.
Okay.
And they're excellent company.
Good. I think we need to anticipate some of that inflation just with where things are going.
And then to add that small miscellaneous to facilities, too.
Yes, please.
Okay. So,
sorry, I agree, because out of that, what Commissioner Gomke just said, I'm on board with, because it allows for that cushion, and we're trying to do that where we can, where we need to in some of the budgets.
Okay. My other thing that I would like to suggest, or maybe ask or plant a seed in water, is I have been trying to get a cost to do the repair on the back parking lot where our water pond is, and I have not been successful. I'm at the mercy of contractors, and that's not always an easy task, friend or not, whatever. But I think that it would maybe be wise if there was a specific project in mind, if we added a capital improvement plan line item, and if I have money left over in the 75-30, move that over to the capital improvement plan line item so that I can save for projects. It may take me a couple years, but it makes me think about my spending decisions as far as repairs and how I can get around to a more efficient way and get projects done without asking for a large amount of money.
Where do people come up with this idea all of a sudden?
Exactly.
Somebody's
what we
been
want
watching
to do.
Some.
We appreciate that idea. Yes, that's exactly what we
Fantastic.
Want to do.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Especially if your facilities, right? If we don't have a major breakdown of a piece of equipment and we can reallocate those remaining funds at the end of the year, that'd be great.
Yeah. And I mean,
plan ahead.
I don't know if you just want to do what's in the 7530 or what's left in my facilities budget. That is your baby, not mine.
Yeah, we'll have that conversation. But that's definitely, and you know, someday when I get around to working with you and your staff more on doing our more robust building condition survey, we're going to have to start prioritizing and planning and building these budgets. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I feel like the back parking lot is a huge priority. It's starting to deteriorate already.
Yeah.
It's sinking in. It needs to be
repaired.
Or we're going to have a bigger expense than we want.
Agreed.
Unfortunately. Great.
Sounds good.
All right.
Did you have anything else, Teddy?
Nope.
Commissioner Williams, anything else for Teddy?
No, thank you. Thank you for working with me.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, Commissioner Williams, will you be available again in 13 minutes?
I will be. I'm almost going to get released from this room to go to another room, so we're good.
All right, cool.
I'll try and log into Zoom.
Okay.
On the next one.
Okay. Great.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right.
I have to tell you, this was way less stressful than the last couple of years have been.
Really?